not verses 23 through 32, but verses 33 through 46. And I'm the one who done it. So. That's where my brain's been all week. It's a wonder it's in there at all. But anyway, verses 33 through 46 of chapter 21 of Matthew's Gospel, the parable of the wicked tenants. It says, "Listen yet to another parable. It was a landowner who planted a vineyard. He put a fence around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Then he leased it to tenants and went to another country. When the harvest time had come, he sent his slaves to the tenants to collect his produce. But the tenants seized his slaves, and they beat one, killed another, and stoned yet another. Again, he sent other slaves, more than the first, and they treated them in the same way. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'This they will respect, my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'There is the heir. Come, let us kill him and get his inheritance.' So they seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. Now when the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants? They said to him, 'He will put those wretches to a miserable death and lease the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the produce at the harvest time.' And Jesus said to them, 'Have you never read the Scriptures? Do you not know what God's word is? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is amazing in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people that produces the fruits of the kingdom. The one who falls on this stone will be broken into pieces, and it will crush anyone on whom it falls.' And when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they realized that he was speaking about them. And they wanted to arrest him, but they feared the crowds because they regarded him as a prophet." This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Great and mighty God, we do thank you this day for your word, and we ask, Lord, your blessings upon this time is at hand as we come to glean that which you have given us, as we come to reap all the bounty. We ask, Lord, that you allow us to be together in your kingdom, to work together, to share in this time. Hold us close this morning. Bless our goings and our comings. Bless the words this day of my mouth, and allow them to be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.